what you're going to do in the service. You know, I mean, you wonder what kind of service we're going to have, but do you ever wonder, what am I wonder what I could do to make this service go? Now, I'd say there ain't as many of us wonder that as what kind of service we're doing. Wonder what Brother wonder what he's going to preach. Wonder who's going to sing. Well, what about you? Do you ever wonder about yourself? Hallelujah. You think I love you? I do. I'm just asking you. Amen. What did you come to get out of this service tonight? Praise God. I tell you, the Lord is here. And that makes it exciting to me to come to church. Oh, hallelujah. I would. You know, if I charged you, maybe I ought not say that, but praise God. I'm going to turn to Jeremiah in chapter 31. Anybody need this service here as bad as I do? Man, I do. I need to hear from God. I need to feel God. I tell you what, I need to see my people touched by God. I can't help but notice and feel sometimes. Sunday night, I had a burden to preach. I didn't get it out like I wanted to, but I felt like God wanted us to pray for people at this altar. I felt it. And I felt the Lord move at this altar. I did. I felt Him, heard Him speak, and kind of it gave me a lift. Amen. And I tell you, there's others. There's some in here right tonight that need a touch of God. Some are hurting. Some are hurting, physically hurting. Now I could take hand. Like that old preacher I preached a meeting with years ago, and he kind of narrowed it down. He said somebody here is hurting in their legs. And he went on and he just kept on. It wasn't but 10 of us there, and I felt pretty good then. I was younger then. If he'd have said it now, I'd have said it's me. Huh? And he kept on, and he said, I just feel like there's somebody here hurting in their legs. Finally, he got down and said, well, you may not be hurting right this minute, but you have hurt in the past. Well, that about got us all then. So he had a prayer line for sick legs. Amen. I know, he's a character. He's the one who told me that he used to fast a lot till it started hurting his stomach and he had to quit. And I said, well, brother, I'll just be honest. When I fast, it hurts me all over. Does it you? How long has it been? Can you remember? Brother, it hurts me if I miss a meal. And you know, if I just forget and miss, it don't bother me. But if I'm trying to fast, I just get dehydrated, my mouth get dry, and I can almost smell that Kool-Aid in the refrigerator. Are y'all that way? Well, yeah, I am. I think the devil gets in on it. You think he does? But tonight, there's people here hurting. Now, I don't want to embarrass you. How many do we have? Hurting. Sitting here hurting. Now, Sister Jerry, you heard every service, so you're not going to raise your hand, right? Okay. I'm serious. She does every time. Sitting on these oak pews, I guess she's probably brought her a VIP cushion there she's sitting on. That's fine. You just go ahead. And I know you're hurting, Sister. Now, Sister Jennifer, she don't want me, but I know she's got, I can tell that she works, stands, no doubt, and she suffers in her neck. That's right. And she may have a pinched nerve. Now, I'm not a doctor. You're close to them doctors. Just ask them one day, what you think is it? But I'll tell you what, there's a doctor here who can heal that before you ever find out. Huh? That's right. And I look out there at some of y'all, and I know God's wanting to help you. Some of you are numb. You can't feel nothing. You ain't hurting. You don't feel nothing. You ain't got nothing out of the service. And probably won't get nothing out of it unless God just really moves in here in a mighty way. You don't feel nothing. You hear me? You don't hear nothing. Now, I love you. I do love you. I love you. I'm just trying to talk to you a minute. I'm going to preach to you out of Jeremiah chapter 31. And I got new glasses. My ones wore out. I don't know. 1 year and they wore out. I got to get new ones and they're all messed up. They got one eye pretty strong and the other one's a little weak. And I'm trying to figure out which one to look out of. So y'all just pardon me. Amen. When you get old, life ain't as much fun as it used to be. But I'll hang on to it for the love of the game. How about you? I'll just hang on to what little I got left. Praise God. Who knows how long? Who knows how long it's going to be? Brother Jerry Lester, how many knows him? His wife and them used to come here to church. He's about 50, ain't he? Something like that. 51. 51. Heart attack. Has he ever come to? He's still unconscious. Nice guy. God have mercy. We need to pray. Why don't we pray for him right now? God would help that man. Oh, God, touch Jerry. Help him, God. Help him, help him, help him, help him, God. Give him a new lease on life, God. Give him another life, a brand new morning. Heal him and raise him up in Jesus' name. Oh, God, help us believe. God bless your hearts tonight. You need the Lord. I need the Lord. As Brother Sean said tonight, I thought of this when he said, I'd be lost without him. And I thought, well, I wonder without him what all we would be without him. Huh? Number one, we'd be lost without him. Amen. We'd be in trouble without the Lord. We wouldn't have no hope. We wouldn't have no peace. We wouldn't have a chance. We wouldn't have no future without the Lord. I'm glad we can have him tonight. I want you to look in Jeremiah 31. And I'm going to read verse number 2. Lord, help me preach tonight. God bless your heart. Thus saith the Lord, the people which were left of the sword found grace in the wilderness. Are you there? 31 of Jeremiah, verse 2. I'll read it again. How many's there? Say amen if you see it. All right? Thus saith the Lord, the people which were left of the sword found grace in the wilderness. Even Israel, when I went to cause him to rest. Praise God. I feel like preaching tonight, God will help me when I need it. I want to preach on grace in the wilderness. Grace in the wilderness. Now, these people that God is talking about here, the people that were left of the sword, that's talking about Israel. They were in Egypt, and how many remembers when Pharaoh destroyed the young boys in Egypt? Amen. Moses was hid in a basket in the bulrushes. The people that escaped the sword was quite a few. Amen. By the help of the Lord. And they were led out of Egypt by the hand of God. Through, amen, by the way of the Red Sea, God brought them out and took them through. Does that sound like the God you know? Does that sound like the God you know? Praise God. And Brother Sean testifying tonight about how good God was to him. Brother Steve talking about, amen, how he enjoys serving the Lord. And you know, I believe he does, don't you? Praise God. How many enjoy serving the Lord? You know, we were in bondage just like, you know, Egypt is God's chosen people, Israel. But, you know, they were a type and a shadow of really, really of the church that was ahead. And you can look back on Israel and you can learn a lot by their movements and their actions and how God, amen, led them. And you know how that he took them up to a place called Kadesh Barnea, and he promised them a land of Canaan where milk and honey flowed, where there were bubbling brooks. And notice how he conveniently left out the giant. He never mentioned them. You know why he never mentioned them? Because they weren't significant. A giant ain't nothing to God. Amen. He said, I'm going to give you this land. I'm going to give you fields that you didn't plow. I'm gonna give you houses you didn't build. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Sounds pretty good, don't it? I want to preach on grace in the wilderness. You know how that they, when they would have went in, they sent out spies. It almost looked like they didn't trust God. They sent spies in to see if they could, and they come out with a bad report. Anytime you add to what God has not added to, you're just going to cause trouble for yourself. Ask Abraham, amen. Ask him about Sarah, amen. Ask him about the handmaiden and Ishmael. Come on now, amen. When you get ahead of God, you're going to bring heartache and sorrow upon yourself, amen. And so we see that these children of Israel, amen, were turned at the Kadesh Barnea, and here's what it said. And brother and sister, one of the saddest things I've ever read. Amen. It said, and so we turned and took our journey into the wilderness. Praise God. But I want you to notice what God said. He said, amen, these people that escaped the sword, amen, found grace in the wilderness. You ever think about that word, wilderness? Amen. Of course, there's a word in that, a smaller word, that gives you a little hint about the wilderness. And it's the word wild. Amen. It's out there where things are not, amen, suitable, amen, to live. Praise God. I thought of that old song today. I tried to think of it. My mind is clearing out places, I think, to learn new stuff. I guess that's what's happening. It's deleting. You ever delete stuff? Things are being deleted. Amen. I'm getting ready to put some new stuff on that computer, I hope. Amen. But that old song, it says, this old world has been a wilderness. Y'all remember that song? This old world has been a wilderness. What's that song? I'm ready for deliverance. I've never been this homesick before. See, you don't need to know a lot of stuff when you got friends like y'all. I'll just give you a little hint. Here it comes. Amen. Amen. This world is a wilderness. Praise God. When you think about it, and you know, I don't know how many times I've referred to this. That trip y'all gave me in 94 to Israel was better than ever set of commentaries that you could give me. That's right. Now you just, because it was just awesome. But I'll tell you when I looked out there, amen, and we went across the Sinai Desert. Sister Loretta, did you go to Egypt and take that drive into Israel? Boy, that was something else. Egypt is not worth a nickel. I'll just tell you that right now. But brother, when we took that ride into the Sinai Desert, and I'm telling you, I could not under. You talk about wilderness, and when you talk about wilderness in Virginia, wilderness, then it's really not bad, because you know you got green trees and streams and live stuff and birds singing and animals running. And, you know, Isaac was preaching about Daniel Boone the other night. Boy, that fired me up. I like Daniel now. But Daniel Boone, he said, I'll just drop this in. He said Daniel Boone was 70 years old. He lived in Missouri, and he took a hunting trip all the way to Yellowstone National Park, where it's at today. What a man. Huh? You know he had to know God. That was a miracle, praise God. 70 years old. I can't walk up to get the mail. Huh? That's quite a man, isn't it? I'll tell you, wilderness, blazing trail. But I want you to know, when you're talking about the wilderness that this is talking about right here, amen, it is a desolate place. I saw people out there, I didn't know where this was going. There was nothing to go to. I saw a little lady that had all that, the Bedouin, they call them, had all that, all them clothes. And you know, in America, sun come out and they take their clothes off. But over there where they live in that, they had all going out, just walking out, Brother Darrell. And I thought, where in the world? There ain't nothing out there. I couldn't see anything out there. And she was just walking out through the wilderness, out through that desert. There must have been a tent out there that I couldn't see, or something out there. Amen. I want to preach. Lord, I don't know if I'm going to preach or not. If I don't, just scotch it right there, and I'll try again Sunday. All right? But I want you to listen. Amen. He said the people that escaped the sword, amen, they have found grace in the wilderness. I want to talk about the wilderness a little bit, because that's where we are when in this old world tonight. Are you listening to me? We're not home yet, children. I say we're not home yet, children. And this desolate, this wilderness was a desolate place. Amen. The Bible said they went out and turned and took their journey into the wilderness. There was nothing there. Amen. Those people walked and marched. Amen. I'm telling you, the wilderness is a dreary place. Amen. There's nothing out there beautiful to look at. There's no colors. It's going to be a little negative here for a minute, but I want you to stay right with me. Amen. There was nothing. It's a life. Amen. The dreary, dreary life. Amen. The same old thing. Praise God. 40 years. And really, they marched around the one mountain the whole time. Amen. Just around and around and around. Looking at the same scenery, I've seen it from my own eye. It is nothing there. There's no grass. There's no trees. Amen. There's no birds. There's no wildlife. Amen. There's nothing out there. Amen. There's the wind. If it ever blows, which a lot of times it didn't seem to be blowing. Amen. Nothing out there. Amen. But listen. That's the way life is sometimes. Amen. It was dreary. It was a place of death. Amen. Are you going to help me preach a little bit? Amen. The wilderness, amen, was a place of death. Amen. Because there, amen, nothing was animated. Nothing was alive. Have you ever seen a life, amen, that's in the wilderness? Amen. Come on now. Amen. Where the things in their life that really matters have died. Amen. There's nothing so sad. In all of your life, have you ever seen a home where love dies? Amen. Come on now, where they just go through the motion and love has died. Oh, yeah. A few years before, amen, he was carrying her across the threshold and life was good. Amen. Somebody was telling me. Amen. Just today, how that when they first got married, and how that they didn't hardly have anything at all, but how happy they were. Amen. And didn't worry about anything. Amen. Wasn't concerned. Amen. About the future. Amen. Paid just very little rent. Lived in just a small place, and had a little youngin' in the house. Amen. And he told me you could buy nearly a week's worth of groceries for $10. He was talking about when he got married in the 60s. Amen. He said you could take $10 and feed your family for that week. Amen. He said, I never worried about anything. Amen. But listen to me. Amen. Do you know what causes that? There was love in that home. And I tell you what, when love dies, it's a wilderness. Always somebody help me preach tonight. Amen. It's a wilderness, Brother Zane. When love dies in the church, amen, because of iniquity doth abound. Amen. The love of many wax cold. I'll tell you, we're in a wilderness in our church world, in our political world, in our home life, in the lives of families across America. Amen. They are out in the wilderness. Amen. It's a dreary place of death. Love has died. Amen. And not only is love, but brother, when faith dies, amen, and you can't muster belief in God, and so you resort to evolution or science, falsely so called. I'll tell you what happens to a society when faith dies. That's why the devil tries to steal faith out of your heart. That's why he tries to distract you from the word of God and the truth of the word, because he knows if faith dies, you're in a wilderness. You say, boy, this is depressing. I've just got started. Are y'all going to help me preach a minute? God bless your hearts. What about when hope dies? You know, you can put up with a whole lot of stuff when you've got hope for a better day tomorrow. What happens when hope dies? It's a wilderness, friend. And then we turn. I wish you could just feel what I'm feeling. Brother Zane, I'm telling you the truth. It's a wilderness, a dead, dreary, desolate place when there's no faith, no love, no hope. Are you listening to me? And brother, this world is like that. I said, this world is like that. Let me preach a little more. I saw that wilderness. We drove that bus. They got a highway out through there now. I drove that bus, but there was nothing. You can look out there. I told you, I saw that woman just walking out into the sand. And you know, there had to be something, an old lean-to they had built. I couldn't see it out there somewhere. And I don't know how she ever made a path in all that sand. Is that where you're at now? You don't know where you're going? Life don't hold any future for you? Is it a dreaded place? I'll tell you what the wilderness was. It was a lonely place. A hard place. Hey man, it was an empty place. I wish I could preach to you. I won't preach long tonight. Hey man, but you say, brother, what are you preaching? Hey man, I'm preaching about a wilderness. Man, I know lives. Hey man, tonight, and some of them are right here in this house tonight. Amen. You have turned and gone out of the wilderness, and the place is desolate, dreary, and dead, and dangerous. Amen. Help me preach a little bit. Amen. How many people, amen, you know what the Bible said about them? Those people that looked into the land and would not go in, their bones bleached in the wilderness. There was only two men. Amen. Help me preach a little bit. Amen. A wilderness is a dangerous place. Many people never come out of the wilderness alive. Now help me preach. Oh, God, help me. I wish I could preach to you tonight. Amen. We are in the wilderness of life. And if I could take inventory and do an interview, amen, with you tonight, amen, you may not even want to be honest about it. You may want to make excuse. You may want to shirk away. You may want to turn and point it to somebody else. But if you be honest with me tonight, amen, there's parts of the wilderness that every one of us go through. Amen, help me now. Amen, it may be our children, Brother Zane. Amen, when we realize that they may be lost if they don't straighten up. What a wilderness that is. It may be out there, amen, when nobody can help you. And you say, oh God, lay me on somebody's heart. Amen, and let them know I'm in trouble. That's a lonely place, Brother Sean. You may be a young person here trying to find your way in will of God. You see so many lives ruined. Oh God, help me preach. I wish you could get into this service tonight. I want to tell you something. Amen, there's a wilderness, amen, in this world. But I want you to notice what the Bible said. The wilderness is a bad word. And some of you are there, and you don't realize what your problem is. But you look around, and it's barren. It's lonely. There's a crustiness and a hardness. Amen. Help me preach. Amen. It's empty. Is your life tonight empty? You go to church night after night, and you leave the way you came. There's nothing in your heart. What you need is grace in the wilderness. Praise God. Oh, Holy Ghost, help me right now. I want you to notice, God said, these people, the people, you see that verse 2? How many falls under that category? The people found grace in the wilderness. What did they find? What did they find? And this is amazing to me. I don't know how many people was out there. They were 12 great families and their descendants and a few stragglers, wasn't he? What did he call them? Mixed multitude. They were 12 large immediate families and all their children. The children of Israel, Jacob, and his 12 boys marching through the wilderness, praise God, where there was no game to kill, no fish to catch, no backpacks, no provision. Amen. Except, I want to tell you something. You may be in a wilderness tonight where there is no love, no faith, and no hope. But if there's still God, you can still survive. Amen. Come on now. Amen. How many knows? I've tried to preach a little bit about wilderness, and I really can't do it unless I can take you there and lead you out in there. You know what I'd say? I would say, I hope this bus don't break down. Huh? I didn't see a well. I didn't see a pop machine. I didn't see a cloud in the sky. And I started to get thirsty just looking at it. Amen. Come on now. God, don't let us ever get in the wilderness. But little did I know that I'd find myself there many times in life. Amen. But here's what I found. You know what the Bible said about them children of Israel for 40 years? You know what it said? And you can believe this or not, but this is what it said. It said the shoes on their feet never did wear out. Now you think of that. And you think of them little kids born, amen, in the wilderness. Some of them had to be born out there on the trail, amen. And I don't know what kind of shoes was on them, but they growed right along with them. Amen. Come on now. You ever raise young'uns up? Amen, brother. You can't only keep shoes on them. Amen. You gotta go buy, amen, another pair. Not these people. Amen. Not only did they, what did they find in the wilderness? Amen. They found grace in the wilderness. You know why they found grace? Because they were God's people. Amen. Yes, they had turned back when they should have went on. Amen. Help me preach a little. But God said, I'm going to stay with them. Those that escaped the sword. Amen. I'm going to give them grace. I'll tell you what Randy Webb is crying out for tonight. I'm crying for grace. Amen. In the wilderness. Oh, sweet Lamb of God. Amen. He gave them provision. Amen. Every morning there was manna came down. Amen. On the ground. They didn't understand it. Amen. They didn't know what to call it. So they called it manna. Amen. It tasted like a wafer and honey. Amen. But whatever it tasted like, it nourished them. For 40 years they ate manna until they came into the land of promise. They never went a day without. Amen. Help me preach a little bit. And I want to tell you this right now. You may be in the wilderness and there's no love and faith and hope. But brother, God is in the wilderness. And when God is in the wilderness, there's grace in the wilderness. And where there's grace, there's provision. Daily provision. Not only was there daily, how many, and I would not, just quit right there. I want to go on a little further. I've heard, I want to ask you something. Do you think you'll suffer, amen, with provision because you've served God? Do you think that? Do you think you'll have to do without provision because you're a child of God? What did David say? Huh? What did David say? I want you children to listen to me. I'm not a professor and this is not college class. But brother, here's a lesson that you need to learn. God will never let his children, they may have to go through a wilderness. But brother, he'll go with them. Somebody say amen. He sent coveys of quail in there. They had flesh in their teeth. Amen. Praise God. He had them. He had them drinking oil out of the rock. Oil, water out of the rock. Amen. You don't believe this, do you? I know this is not a movie. This is not a little golden book story. This is not a fairy tale. Brother, when they got thirsty, amen, God said, speak to the rock. And he spoke to the rock, and out came water. Are you listening to me? And they drank. Oh, sweet Lamb of God. Brother, there's been times in my life I've been in the wilderness that was dry and desolate and dangerous. Amen. But there in the midst, amen, he said, I shall prepare a table in the presence, amen, of my enemies. Amen. There in the wilderness. I don't know if you believe this or not. I don't even know if you know you're in the wilderness or not. But there's some of you here tonight. I'd say all of us are experiencing this wilderness syndrome. Amen. At times it gets lonely. Amen. Somebody say amen if you've ever been there. Amen. Sometimes it gets dry. Say amen if you've ever been there. Amen. Sometimes it gets dangerous. You wonder if I'm going to lose my influence. Am I going to lose my witness? Am I going to lose my faith? Am I going to lose my hope? Am I going to lose my love. Then all of a sudden, amen, God
shows up. Amen. Not only do we have divine provision, but we've got a divine presence. A cloud by day and a fire by night. He led them on their way.
I preached to the children today. I enjoyed that song, Twins, on a friend. If you'd sung that today, we might have shouted. I preached on God being a friend, our friend God. He spoke to Moses as a man face to face. And I told him about, I didn't realize this was going to tie in here. It's going to be the same deal. Got studying this evening. And it got to talking about that cloudy pillar. Are y'all out there? Sister Wilma, we've been around. How long have we been around? I've known you all my life. We've had some good times. Huh? We've had some great times, haven't we? What would we have done without that cloudy pillar of the presence of God? Huh? What would we have done? Huh? Mom said the other day, Mom, you said the other day that all through the years, I've been a bearer of bad news for you. Something goes wrong, they call me to tell Mom. And I have to, and I don't know what the times and some sad time. I had to go, Kevin called me the other day, go tell Mom I got my orders. That's a bad deal. Huh? Afghanistan. Oh, poor Mom. If she wasn't so tough, I'd worry about her. But she's tougher than a pine knot. Huh? You know why? There in that wilderness. Huh? There in that wilderness is that pillar, that cloudy pillar. Amen. And I explained to the children today, I don't have to explain to y'all what a cloudy pillar is. It's not a pillow. It's a pillar, a column. It looked like a column. It looked like a cloudy column. And it would just settle down. It settled down in front of that tent door. When Moses went in, it settled down in there. And God talked to him face to face. How did Moses survive 40 years in the wilderness in the presence of God? Oh, hallelujah. Oh, I'm about to feel like shouting here tonight. How are we going to survive our track in the wilderness? Amen, Rebecca. God bless your heart. You're a good one, buddy. And you know how we're going to make it through? Amen. We're going to follow that, amen, cloudy pillar by day and the fire by night. Amen. I'll tell you what, as they went through that wilderness and the enemies climbed up over the hill and they looked over there and they saw that fire and they say, there goes the people of God. They're being led through the wilderness by a God that loves them. Brother, when they went finally into Jericho, amen, and they got in there, and then that little woman said, we've heard of you. Amen, we've heard of y'all. Amen, I tell you what. Amen, we're in the wilderness tonight, but we're not alone. Hallelujah. Amen, there is a presence. Amen, a divine presence that keeps us moving, that keeps us shouting, that keeps us praying. And when we're not being loved, and when we're not, amen, are you helping me preach? When our faith is weak, amen, here comes God to build our faith and help us go. Hallelujah. Y'all believe that? I believe it. I'm not talking to you something I don't believe. I believe this with all my heart. And these people who escaped the sword found grace in the wilderness. That's where you're at. Praise God. Brother Darrell, takes a lot of courage. Go to the doctor, not feeling good. I hate to go. I don't want to go. Huh? I mean, if I keg out somewhere, you know, just drag me on out there and see what they can do. But Lord of mercy, I don't have to go because I don't like them inspecting me and finding a default. Want to send me back to the factory. Huh? You don't like that either, do you? They'll start out taking your blood pressure. Then they go, whoa, my. And your heart sinks. You wonder if you got your insurance paid up. You wonder how in the world, who's going to take you to place at the work? Is that the way the devil does y'all? That's the way it does me. You start feeling a little bad, have a chest pain. You know, eat pizza burgers or something, have a little chest pain. The devil say, massive. Huh? Oh, come on now. I tell you, life, and you're going along, and the world's so crazy, I said, the world's so crazy. Young people date and court and marry and look for the moon, and then it falls all apart. And there they are. No hope. No, their dreams just evaporate. I tell you, it's a wilderness. But this preacher's getting ready to tell you something that is the truth. When love is gone, hope is gone, faith is gone, there's still God. And nothing can separate, I said, nothing can separate you from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus. Huh? You may have to walk this road alone, but not alone. Are you going to say amen? Because there's a divine presence. Now, I want to ask y'all, older saints, something. That's anybody that's, you know, senior citizen. You get the discount. I'm talking to you. Huh? I want to ask you, is life a wilderness? It is. Mom, you said it is a wilderness. Is there provision in the wilderness? Say amen, seniors. Now, I mean, will God keep you alive? Will He feed you? Will He clothe you? Will He put shelter over your head? All the days of your life, He won't forget you, won't turn His back on you, won't throw you out in the street. Will God give you provision? Come on. These young people need to hear it. Will He provide for you in the wilderness? Thou preparest. Huh? What does it say? One more question, seniors. Will God be present in the wilderness? Say amen. I mean, when everybody else walks out, will He walk out? When you go through the graveyard, will He go with you? When you stand in the intensive care, will He be there with you? Come on, seniors. Now, you know what? This wilderness has a purpose. What? Yeah. These children of Israel, God put them through the wilderness, purged them, brought a new generation out to inherit that land. And one day the wilderness journey was over. And it's going to be over for me and you one day. And you say, man, how many loves the Lord tonight? Oh, I wish I could help you. Stand with me tonight. God bless you. And they found grace in the wilderness. And they, say it with me, and they found grace in the wilderness. One more time. And they found grace in the wilderness. I'll tell you what I want you to do. I want us to come and seek the Lord for a while before we leave tonight. If you're in the wilderness, I want you to come and look for God and see if He won't provide for you nourishment. He'll provide for you grace. He'll provide for you His presence, that you won't be alone, and you will survive. You will make it. You will overcome. You will go through, because He loves you. Amen.